The things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most striking enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And spinning into the second hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. In the tease, I told you I was going to talk to you about the ATF. A lot of what the ATF does qualifies as entrapment. Period. They entrapped Randy Weaver in the Ruby Ridge fiasco. They didn't entrap. I'm not really sure what led them to want to arrest David Koresh. I haven't read in enough to that to figure that out. They didn't entrap David Koresh, but they could have picked him up when he was on his known every morning run, totally alone, away from the compound. But no, they chose not to do that. They brought the video cameras and tooled all up and decided to go in, and then they got their heads handed to them on video. Recently, they've been doing things like in Milwaukee. They befriended mentally disabled people to stimulate business and later arrested them in at least four cities in addition to Milwaukee. In Wichita, they referred to a man with a low IQ as slow-headed before deciding to secretly use him as a key figure in their sting. Agents in Albuquerque gave a brain-damaged drug addict with little knowledge of weapons a tutorial on machine guns, hoping he could find them one. Agents in several cities opened undercover gun and drug-buying operations in safe zones near churches and schools. They allowed juveniles to come in and play video games and teens to smoke marijuana, and provided alcohol to underage youths. Portland, Oregon, attorneys for the three boys who were charged said a female agent dressed provocatively flirted with the boys and encouraged them to bring drugs and weapons to the store to sell. In Milwaukee, as they did in other cities, agents offered sky-high prices for guns, leading suspects to buy firearms at stores and turn around and sell them to undercover agents for a quick profit. In other stings, they ran fake pawn shops, readily bought stolen items such as electronics and bikes, no questions asked, spurring burglaries and theft. In Atlanta, agents bought guns that had been stolen just hours earlier, several that were taken from police cars. Agents damaged buildings they rented for their operations, tearing out walls and rewiring electricity, then stuck landlords with the repair bills. Property owner in Portland, Oregon, said agents removed a parking lot spotlight, damaging her new $30,000 roof and causing leaks before they shut down the operation and disappeared without a way for her to contact them. Let's go to the phones. Jerry in Chicago. Yes, sir. Jerry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, I overheard you talking about the ATF and the
Yeah.
And you know what's kind of funny is I was at a picnic. A bunch of guys got together that haven't seen each other for a while. We were out at a picnic, and that was not this past summer, the summer before. And one of the guys happened to be a Berwyn cop that got on with the ATF. And he was telling the story of over here in Beverly, a couple miles away from me, that they raided a house. It was the wrong house. And the house that they raided, they were looking for cocaine or something like that. The guy was a felon, and they went to the wrong address. They raided the house. Now, here's a guy in his home with his wife, his kids, everything else like that. He had no weapons. He had no priors. And it happened to be a guy that he remembered playing tackle football with years ago up at the local park, and he says, well, you know, I kind of felt bad that we had to arrest him, but we did find, a bag of weed. Okay, they break into the wrong house, and I mentioned to him, I says, well, that's not the first time the ATF has entrapped somebody. I says, I think of Waco, Texas, and I think of Ruby Ridge. I says, and you work for a group of people that think you're doing a good thing by entrapping people. Now, here you went to the wrong address. You ruined this guy's life for the rest of his life, because he got caught with a little bit of weed. So I'm sure he got fired from his job. Not to mention the torment that the kids have to go through when they hear the story and everything else like that. I said, was it worth it? I said, who did this guy go out of his house and hurt? Nobody. I says, and on top of it, you guys went to the wrong address. Well, I tell you, you kick down my door in the middle of the night, I'm going to die trying, but I'm going to try and take as many of you out as I can because it's not right.
That's interesting.
You hear this stuff all the time. I mean, that first attempted World Trade Center bombing, the FBI set this guy up with he was on the payroll. They set him up with the explosives, the detonators. They told him where to park the vehicle, everything else like that to do the most amount of damage to the World Trade Center. Is anybody paying attention to this stuff?
No, I don't think so.
No, if you look at these, everybody seems to be more impressed with what's going on with Duck Dynasty, and that's just a sleight of hand. They're saying, hey, here's my right hand, here's the magic trick, and they're pulling something behind your back with the left hand. So, it seems like this seems to be the problem all the time. I mean, if you remember when Hillary Clinton was getting questioned about Benghazi and dodging the questions, Lance Armstrong came up for seven or eight days on the news about how he was doping for all these Tour de France's. And people don't see this stuff. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, I had to walk out of a Mother's Day party this past year because my brother-in-law had made a comment about that Zarkov, the older brother, and the guy coming forward and saying that he would take the body and properly bury it and everything. And my brother-in-law was saying, hey, I just throw him in the swamp and let the alligators and everything chew on his bones. I says, hey, wait a minute. Who's to say that this guy is guilty of anything? Well, what are you talking about? I says, no. Again, if you go back to 9/11, all they do is point the finger and they say, he did it. We don't need an investigation. I says, and on top of it, the people who do the investigation are like the internal affairs of the government on the government payroll, so how do you think their vote is going to be? And I always put the analogy like this. Let's say I'm in a biker gang, and I get in a fight and kill somebody that's another biker. I end up going to court, and the judge is a biker, the clerk, the sheriff's department, the prosecuting attorney, the defense attorney, and all 12 jurors are all bikers of the same gang. Well, how do you think the vote is going to come out? I said, we've seen it with the Kennedy assassination, and the only reason they had an investigation is because 90%+ of the American people back in 1963 said, this is insane. This is crazy. This doesn't make any sense. Oh, well, we'll have an investigation. We'll handpick each and every person who's all on the government payroll, and then we'll have them decide. Oh, okay, well, I guess that's fair. Does anybody, I mean, if I am going to judge myself and I'm going to pay myself to judge myself, what do you think my ruling is going to be on myself?
The ATF, they're just the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, it's all these alphabet agencies, and all these alphabet agencies are unconstitutional. And the guy who follows you at 10 o'clock in the morning, he's only been out for about 2 weeks on RBN, this guy is good. And he brings on guests that come on, and they're talking about 1862 to 1868, how this government got a de facto, our country got a de facto government to replace the original or generic, organic, regular constitutional government. And they just walked right in, and it's a foreign entity that's running our country. And when people realize this, stop and think for 1 minute, since Obama has been in for 5 years now. What has this guy done for the American people that have helped our country, helped the American citizens?
Hang on to this thought, because we're coming up on the break, and I want to allow you to finish that if you would be so kind. So you hang on. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That's why I say amen, I shine.
On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Back to Jerry in Chicago. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I was ranting and everything else like that, but I mean, it just seems like, oh, man, Nobody seems to be getting this. And, I mean, you can lay it all like out on them. Let's say if there was 100 points and you filled in 98, they wouldn't believe you because you were missing 2 points. You know, they don't go with majority. And if you look around, this guy got in trouble with Duck Dynasty. I got news for you. This is the way real men think. This homosexuality, this lesbianism, it isn't going to work in nature. You ain't going to find two male birds or two female birds sitting in a nest rearing their young. You ain't going to find two male fish or two female fish rearing their young. It isn't going to happen in nature. So is all of nature supposed to stop because of a small percentage of people want to cross that barrier?
I guess not.
So I don't know, man. This is just kind of goofy. Dave Hodges last night had a guest on. I never heard of this guy until he was on his show last night by the name of Dr. James Garrow, G-A-R-R-O-W. And this guy was an inside intelligence worker for 44 years out of Canada, United States, everything else like that. He was into China and all this other stuff. Hey, and this guy said, make sure you have guns. Make sure you have ammo because a revolution is coming and China is going to lead it because our military is being hung out to dry right now. These guys that are in Afghanistan, they're not coming back, according to this guy.
What, they're going to be stationed there permanently or they're going to have them killed?
Well, they're going to be fending for themselves when the ammo and the food and the water and everything else runs out.
They're just going to disavow them, huh?
That's about the situation with it. And I think maybe a lot of the military, and these are good, honest people that are working there or in the military, thinking that they're defending our country. And this president has made it very clear that he's going to hang them out to dry. And the key tip-off was Stevens in Benghazi. When he didn't send in the 7th Army to go in there and defend him. Now, granted, you live by the gun, you die by the gun, and he was gun running. That all goes back to Fast and Furious. And he was, I think he was running them into the Syrian rebels through Turkey, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
We look at the countries we've toppled and overthrown over the last several years, and this all goes back to the PNAC document in 1995. And the same clowns, the same idiots, the same thugs, the same guys who, when they're not in government, are presidents and CEOs of major corporations like Rumsfeld and Cheney, Wolfowitz, Libby, Scooter Libby, and Jeb Bush. It seems like when they're not in a political position, they're in a CEO position of a huge company. You know, it just follow the money. Every crime goes up the ladder and it follows the money. And these guys have the money. And somebody is pulling their purse strings to give them these positions. You know, it's so apparent. The more you stick your nose into it and everything, I think people just want to pretend that everything is okay and it's not going to affect them. Well, it is going to affect them. One day when they wake up and more people I see are walking around with no cash in their pocket and they depend on their debit card or their credit card, and when we have a bank holiday like Cyprus, and Cyprus isn't even a year old yet, when that happens here and people don't have food, they don't have gas for their car, they can't do anything because the banks are closed, then they'll wake up. Then they'll see that there's a real problem. But I think they're already going to be boarding the buses or the trains to take them to the FEMA camp so they can get their 3 hots and a cot. I'm not going.
The FEMA camp thing. I love the FEMA camp thing.
Well, if you listen, most of the major sports organizations now are offering their stadiums for Roundup Centers or whatever you want to call them. They've always put a nice name on it, like this affordable health care. It's not affordable, and
right.
It definitely doesn't have health in it.
When they start making plans like that, it's all going to be based on what we voluntarily allow to happen. There is no logistical way for them to do that. And I don't care how many FEMA camps they have, and I don't care how many sports centers are opened up to it. With enough people saying no, and then backing that up, there's no way for them to do that.
Well, then stop and think about something. What would be the option?
For us?
Well, no. What would be the option for them if they couldn't get people that would knowingly say, hey, I'm not going there? I think it's a bullet to the head.
Well, and they may very well. It would play out like they did in Lexington and Concord. They would have some early morning, early on success, and people would die. And then they're going to wake up surrounded, just like they did in Lexington and Concord. And then they're not going to have a whole lot of choices.
Well,
and that's just a fact of the matter. That's just a fact of the matter. Crunch the numbers.
Well, my big thing is that, you know, the people that are awake, you, me, the people at the broadcast on RBN, the people who call in on RBN, the people who are awake to what's going on and have been preparing a little bit is whatever the economy will allow, let's put it that way. I'm glad I started preparing 3 years ago, because today I wouldn't be able to prepare at all because I live day to day, as far as financially is concerned, but, We are going to be able to handle it a little bit more maturely and think things through a little bit. But these people that all of a sudden one day they wake up and the whole world has changed around them, they're going to go from 0 to 100 miles an hour without even thinking.
Yeah, so just remember the very nice cordial wake-up call they got this year that's going to continue to blare. It has no snooze alarm called Obamacare. Remember that, because it's revealing itself to be what it is. And Obama is not going to let it go. He is such a narcissist. He's such a believer in himself being the one that he's not ever going to allow that to be repealed while he's president. He will take the country to ruin if that's what it takes, and it just isn't going to happen that way. The wake-up call has been broadcast out there. It's like a bullet. Once you fire it from a gun, you cannot pull it back.
Well, what if he was automatically designed from birth to take this country to ruin?
In this world, all things are possible. The only problem is he's one guy. He's got a military. He's got a law enforcement apparatus. Not all of them are on his side. And like I said, the only thing that he can actually make happen is what he can enforce to make happen. And then without the enforcers, how's he going to do that?
Well, it seems like he's got all the help in the world, because the Supreme Court seems to rule with everything he does. You got Congress, Congress and Senate, our legislative branch, always seem to go along with what he's doing through voting. He's passed executive orders that they have 30 days or 60 days to look into. They always seem to go along with his executive orders, even though his executive orders, like National Defense Authorization Act, has the right to detain citizens of the United States indefinitely and not charge them with a crime. So take away any rights, any due process. You know, and they seem to go along with this stuff because they're immune to any of this stuff.
Well, they're actually not immune to it. Hang on again. I want to finish this with you. Okay, this is an interesting conversation. I want to finish it. Hang on again. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Having a very interesting discussion with Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, you were about to say something, and I had to tell you to be quiet because we're going to break. What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying about all these executive orders that this president has passed. I think it's, it's over 168, and that's a little sketchy. It might even be 1,680. Just add a zero to it. Maybe the media is being kind to us by only saying 168 because they're in bed with them too. And when this all goes down, and it's, you know, we've tried for a peaceful restoration. It hasn't worked. They haven't heard our voices. They haven't heard our voices with Syria. They're still trying to backdoor their way into Syria and Iran. They haven't heard our voices with Obamacare. They haven't heard our voices with the 9/11 truthers or the birth certificate deal with Obama. Hey, this guy here, you don't seal your records if you don't have anything to hide. Like I said, this is going to end up being a bloody revolution rather than a peaceful restoration. And it's sad because we have just seen that the rule of law does not work in this country anymore. And they keep adding these alphabet agencies to go out and frame people and then arrest them, detain them. And who did they hurt?
Well, they hurt nobody. They were entrapped.
Yeah, it's all entrapment.
They were persuaded. They were coerced.
Absolutely. There was a situation with the Michigan militia, several years ago, where the FBI infiltrated the militia and they befriended a couple of people, just like Ruby Ridge, and they got some guy to get a little bit hammered at a bar, and then they made the comment about, I think we ought to attack the government, and this guy, yeah, it'd be a good idea. Next thing you know is they're raiding the militia because of what one guy said when he was under the influence of alcohol. And they were probably buying them drinks because they have the budget to do it. And they think they're doing a good job. Where do they recruit these people from that are willing to sell their soul to the devil and go work for a paycheck? I know the economy's bad, but my God, I could never do that. I'd rather live outside or hold a cardboard sign on a corner looking for a couple of quarters a day. It all comes down to morals, integrity, your self-esteem, and I'll tell you what, people don't have that.
Well, I'll tell you what's, and you're beginning to, I suspect you're beginning to see this. You're going to see a full-on rebellion against the SAFE Act in New York. We've already seen in the state Senate in Colorado, we've already seen three lawmakers lose their jobs. And they're talking about doing recalls in California. And, Californian gun owners, by the way, just figured out, hey, there's 9 million of us. And America, the American gun owner is very slowly beginning this is beginning to gel in their head. We're a big, big group of people. So, one of the reasons I just do guns, one of the reasons I only talk Second Amendment and everything else is because the American gun owner is the last vestige of what the Founding Fathers envisioned. And they're trying real hard to take that away. And the only reason that they haven't gone, see all of these other things that they do, like the no-knock warrants and the entrapment and everything else that they do, that's done on a very small scale. And they do it with the overwhelming majority of force. They're in and out of there really quick before anything can be done. But just think about them trying to disarm America. That's not something that's going to be done quick, and it's going to be bloody. It's going to be bloody. If every cop is on the street today, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the ratio is one of them to 19,000 of us. And the thing that came out of Colorado was you had Democrats and Republicans alike voting to oust these lawmakers because the Democrats were alarmed, as they should have been, that these guys stopped listening to their constituents. They just shut everything off and just said, we're going to make our own minds up. We don't need your help. You put us here, we're going to rule because we're smarter than you. And they said no. So that is very, you'll still see that you're still going to see the Piers Morgans of the world out there and all the Ed Schultzes, the Rachel Maddows, getting out there and talking about how adults and sustainability and common sense and all this other stuff, that's beginning to fall on deaf ears. Not as bad as you think.
Well, I know it's bad.
It's bad enough. It's bad enough, but, what's happening now is I think the country understands how much pressure this president and this government is putting on them, and the momentum is pushing towards a pushback. And that's going to be bad for them.
Well, that's why I think they're looking to outside sources. Obama signed a deal with Putin, almost 2 years ago now, to interchange our troops in case of an emergency. Okay, what's an emergency? If the guy wakes up and he slips out of bed because his crack pipe got under his feet and he rolled on it, is that an emergency? Now, could they call in Chinese and Russian troops into this country to walk our streets? That's Red Dawn all over again.
Yeah, but the problem with that is this. In Afghanistan, which is roughly about the size of Texas, the Russians tried to take Afghanistan. They failed. We tried to take Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, you got a bunch of illiterate guys that live in caves, and they might have mobile phones and everything else, but they have very rudimentary basic weapons that you find in, they started out with the stuff you find in the antique section at the gun shows. And they simply will not be stopped. I mean, numerically, there may be 35,000 of them that are hardcore. And they can't lock it down. Now, segue and superimpose that, and let's say they do bring Chinese troops, and let's say they bring Russian troops, and let's say all the American troops come out there. Nobody in the United States is going to let that happen. Not the gun owners, not the anti-gunners. Sure, there'll be collaborators. But it would be very bad, and it's logistically nightmarish to try to conventionally take the United States. Conventionally.
Okay, I'll agree with that part. As far as, what about a nuclear, biological, or chemical? And well, we're working with biological every day.
Biological and chemical are largely dependent upon weather. Nuclear is the only one that works no matter what's happening. When I was in the Army, we trained for biological and chemical, but it's really dependent on the wind in a lot of cases. And the vectors by which they introduce the biological hazards, like flies, for example. Flies don't have a long shelf life. If they don't introduce it exactly where they want them to go, they die. So the only fail-safe of the NBC quartet is nuclear. And nuking the United States to take it completely defeats the purpose of wanting it in the first place. So they're caught in a catch-22 where they would have to do it conventionally, where they will get their clocks cleaned. You got 25 million military veterans, and I'm talking most of these still viable young men walking the streets today that remember it just like it was yesterday, just like I do when I joined the Army 30 years ago this coming March, and I remember it just like yesterday. So it would be a very rough road for them to hoe. If we say, oh, well, you know, it's the government, and whatever they want to do must be for our own good, yes, they succeed. If they don't, if we resist at all, they're done. That's just logistics.
Okay, Bill. Hey, thanks for the time. I'm sorry I took so much of it, but I want you to have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Jerry. And I can't wait for you to be able to carry a gun concealed and make Jerry McCarthy really angry.
Good. I can't wait for that day myself. Good talking to you, buddy.
Likewise.
Stay safe.
Yes, sir. You too. Especially in Chicago. Good gracious. That's the truth of it. We couldn't lock down Afghanistan. We threw technology at them. We didn't try to nuke them. Conventionally, we couldn't lock them down. Nobody can conventionally lock down the United States. And I don't care if they bring them from Russia. I don't care if they bring them from China. I don't care if they bring them from, Tibet. They can bring everybody they want to. And it's just going to be a nightmare. I've got enough weapons here at my house to arm 6 of my neighbors if I have to. Set them up good. I'm not alone. And I multiply my effectiveness by 6 just because of what I've set up. Think about that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 1-800-313-9443. Ever since Skyfall came out, they've decided to go and look and say we got to have smart guns. We've got a Massachusetts Attorney General that thinks he can executive order that if he gets elected. President Obama wants to explore that. The only thing they're not telling you is the history. The history of it all. Proponents of the so-called personalized smart gun are hoping that the nation's renewed attention on firearms following the Newtown School massacre, bloody shirt waving fest that it is, will kickstart research and sale of safer weapons. A safe weapon for me, folks, is one that I pick up, pull the trigger, it goes bang. Not one that they think is safe. Despite the Obama administration's promise to encourage the development of innovative gun safety technology, we have a very good reason to be wary of this. Personalized weapons have always stood on very thin ice. And it's an idea both criticized both by gun rights groups and some gun control advocates. If they worked, if they're so smoking hot, why isn't law enforcement adopting the technology? Cops get shot by with their own guns all the time. To the gun groups, you know, to us, it's the idea of using technology to control who can fire a gun smacks of a limitation on personal rights, particularly if it might be mandated by government. If you have a gun, for example, and it can only fire with you, and you can never reprogram that gun to fire with anybody else, and when you die, that gun is rendered inoperable, isn't that sort of a confiscation? Isn't it? Gun control advocates worry that such technology, by making guns appear falsely safe, would encourage Americans to stock up on even more weapons than they already have in their homes. That's right. Chatter in the chat room, Border Bandit. The gun is the tool. The person holding the gun is the weapon. The mind is the weapon. If you take the politics out of this, the notion of using radio frequency technology or biometric sensors or other gadgetry in a gun capable of recognizing its owner is from Skyfall. And it saves him in the Komodo Dragon pit. That must make it good. But then you've got to, you know, these things work on in the movie Skyfall, Q tells Bond, only you can fire it, less of a random killing machine, more of a personal statement. Guns are very, very simple machines. They have a small degree of moving parts within the gun that operate in concert. Flawlessly, just like your heart. Your heart beats however many beats per minute all your life. And guns are like your heart. They're simple in design, and they're just simple machines. Getting in there and introducing things like a power source, biometric scanner, palm print reader, magnetic ring, magnetic watch, whatever. What if the ring and the watch is what activates it, and it only works with the hand that the ring and the watch are? What happens if that arm gets shot and can't function? It's not like it is in the movies where you take a shot in the arm and you're like, 'tis only a flesh wound. That's not the way it is. That's pretty traumatic, and you've lost a lot of motor function. You probably have enough to transfer it to the other hand, but alas, with no recognition features on the other hand. Here's the other thing. Those recognition features are rather discernible. So if you're walking around with your concealed Armatex weapon, and, you know, the one that fails on every, has a malfunction in every magazine, and they see your watch or your ring, can they surmise you're armed? Questions were asked about this stuff in 1994 when the research arm of the Justice Department began to study prospects of making a police gun that a criminal would not be able to fire if he wrestled away during a struggle. Scientists at Sandia National Laboratories examined available technology in 1996 and found it promising but lacking. This has long captivated a cat named Stephen Tourette, a former attorney and public health expert at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, who had gone through after automakers for not including airbags in their cars. In 1983, he got a call that the 22-month-old son of a couple he knew had been killed by a 4-year-old who found a loaded gun in a nightstand drawer. And for him, that was the genesis. He said, because when one thinks of something as a public health person, the first thing is you're sick with grief, and the second thing that comes to mind is why in the world would there be a handgun operable by a 4-year-old? He convinced U.S. Representative Pat Schrader, Democrat from Colorado, to earmark funding for the Justice Study. In the mid-1990s, he voiced support for a project at Colt's Manufacturing Company, the legendary beleaguered gun maker that saw an opportunity to sell safe guns to police officers and parents of young children. They developed a gun equipped with a microchip that would prevent it from being fired unless the user was wearing an enabling device located in a special wristband. Now, the government was funding this research, so gun rights activists were skeptical of this. And they're also skeptical because people like Tourette embraced it. New Jersey lawmakers began discussing the measure requiring all new handguns sold in the state to be personalized 3 years after the technology came to market. The measure passed in 2002. In 1997, Colt's CEO, at the time Ronald Stewart, wrote an editorial in American Firearms Industry magazine calling on federal manufacturers to parry gun control efforts by backing a federal gun registry and developing personalized weapons. In other words, he was willing to give up in order to, in his mind, parry. Smart guns don't exist. When you get in and introduce something to a simple machine, like a power source and an inhibitor, that is dependent upon the power source, that's dependent on an FM radio signal, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. And what about the millions of guns that are out there today that they want to make you retrofit? What about them? And I guess if they were actually put this in play, if you didn't agree to retrofit them with it, then you would have to turn them in. These are the things that they're going to... This will fade, and then the discussion will shift, because they're going to be coming hard in 2014. They think since Terry McAuliffe got elected, which had nothing to do with his gun control stance, but everything to do with the way they characterized Ken Cuccinelli in Virginia, that it was the green light they were looking for. When in fact they just about cost McAuliffe the election. The mayor's against illegal guns, the moms demand action. So they think that's a win, and they're going to be coming. Now, we'll be standing by to turn them back, not a problem. But they're never going to give up. And they're constantly going to find a way to try to mitigate your freedom. Smart guns are a mitigation of your freedom. Never let go of that notion. If you find a politician that says, "Hey, public person, I trust you with a gun," that guy's probably a conservative. Go ahead and vote for him. Let's go into the next hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.